You're listening to Surrounded by History, a podcast of the Blue Earth County Historical Society, produced by Radio Mankato with your host, Historical Society Executive Director Jessica Potter. And now, Surrounded by History.
Hello and welcome to Surrounded by History. I'm your host, Jessica Potter, with the Blue Earth County Historical Society. Joining me today is Radio Mankato's Jeff Lang. Each week, this program explores the history all around us, the history in plain sight. Jeff, we're going to go on a little adventure today to introduce you to a part of Blue Earth County that is truly history in plain sight. Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right. Have you ever driven down Highway 22 south from Mankato to Mapleton?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank goodness they've repaved it all because it was a bumpy road.
There you go. Okay, so besides it once being a bumpy road and now it being a smooth road, how would you describe that drive?
Straight shot.
Okay.
It's pretty straight.
What about the view, the scenic side of it?
It goes through the valley.
Okay.
Should there be more that I'm paying attention to?
No, well, we're going to find out.
Okay.
All right. I agree, the valley. I was just on this road over the weekend, and you kind of move around, and it's a very farm, right? Very ag-centered part of Blue Earth County. So a lot of farm fields.
You could say it goes through the heart of Blue Earth County, right?
Yeah. And I notice when you go down into the valley, it's the Le Sueur River Valley, and all of a sudden it's just like this, it's no longer farmland. It's all these beautiful trees,
right.
And it's just a very different landscape than, and then you come out of it and you're right back into farm fields.
Right.
So very interesting landscape between that area. Did you know that road has been referred to as Victory Highway?
I did. Because there's a sign on both ends. There's one when you come out of Mapleton, and there's one when you're driving down the Maple that says something about Victory Highway, I believe.
Nice.
So I pay attention to the road signs.
That's good. You're in speed limits, too?
Those two.
Maybe. Okay. All right. So today, we will explore the history of how this stretch of state highway between Mankato and Mapleton became known as Victory Highway. So let's jump in and be surrounded by history. So it dates back to 1944. Even before the end of World War II, Blue Earth County citizens were looking for ways to honor the war's servicemen and women. One particularly driven individual was Harriet Barney. She was born in Mapleton and was living in Mankato. Harriet was the founder and president of the Mankato Garden Club. When a new highway between Mankato and Mapleton was announced, her idea to create a living memorial to Blue Earth County's World War I and World War II veterans began to take shape. Originally, Highway 22 from Mankato to 9 miles north of Mapleton wound around and over hills and through ravines. It was not a straight shot.
Oh, I mean, really?
You just mentioned a straight shot. This was not a straight shot. It was very curvy. Basically, wherever they could put a road is how
they figured it out.
They figured it out.
Okay.
So rerouting back in this time, 1944, rerouting that section into a straight road would shorten the distance and make travel safer. So with the Minnesota Highway Department's decision to build the new road, Harriet proposed a beautification plan from the Mankato Garden Club. Harriet, again president of that club, began early in the 1940s to discuss with M.J. Hoffman, the commissioner of highways, the possibility of naming the new road Victory Highway and lining it with trees and flowers as a tribute to Blue Earth County's servicemen and women. The Garden Club's plan was to provide the trees through contributions from county residents. Anyone who wished could buy a tree and designate a member of the family or a friend in the armed forces in whose honor the tree would be planted. The cost of a tree was $2.50, payable at Mankato Banks or the Mapleton newspaper known as the Blue Earth County Enterprise. Those were two collection points for this project. The goal was 1,400 trees of a uniform height of 12 to 15 feet, which the state highway engineers agreed to plant and maintain. Plans for the tree-lined, landscaped highway with an overall width of 150 feet, bigger highway than what was common at that time, was announced in the September 27th, 1944 Mankato Free Press, along with artist A. Anderson's conception of the road. In July of 1947, the contract for building the road was given to Nelson, Mullen, and Nelson Incorporated of Minneapolis at a price tag of $229,000.
Wow.
I know. I didn't do the calculator on this one, but I'm sure that's quite a big money.
I was going to say, that's a lot of money then, I bet you, and it'd be a lot more now.
Yep. By the fall of 1947, a 50-man crew and 26 units of mechanical equipment were at work on the road with huge grading machines slicing the earth up, reports the September 4th, 1947 Blue Earth County Enterprise.
Ooh. Can I read this like a news reporter?
I would love it.
I'm not going to be good at this, but I'll try. The contractor is scraping the black dirt from the right-of-way in great piles of rich soil that will be scraped back later so the memorial trees will have proper soil to grow. It is likely that the new bridge will be built after the road has been graded to it, and is also likely to be a type strong enough to hold up the great military machines that will be used in the next war.
Isn't that interesting?
I didn't read that very well, but yeah.
No, but
I wanted to use my Walter Cronkite voice, but I really don't have one.
we'll forget that.
But it is interesting that they're thinking, well, we want to make it strong enough for the next war machines.
Right.
Interesting.
Right. It just makes you pause.
Right. Now, they're talking about the bridge. Are they talking about the one that's down in the valley for that?
Right.
Okay.
That crosses the Le Sueur River.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. So while construction crews were still working on the highway, the planting of the trees began. Harold Olson, engineer of roadside development for the Minnesota Highway Department at the time, reported that by the end of May 1948, 10% of the plantings were completed. A number of American elms, Black Hills spruce, green ash, and poplars had been planted in informal groupings. At this time, the Mankato Garden Club had purchased over 1,000 trees. Remember, their goal was 1,400.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In addition, they bought 5,000 conifer seedlings. The highway department agreed to plant the seedlings on the roadside slopes and also to replace any trees that died. A number of farmers along the new road joined in the project of planting trees on the edge of their property, and 85% of them signed an agreement to allow no billboards. Isn't that interesting?
Okay, now that you're saying this, one, you mentioned the tree thing, and I knew the tree thing. I just didn't think about it. That there has always been trees. They just, I feel like, been probably a little bit more scarce now over the years now. I had to take down or whatever because the winter is pretty rough along that route.
Uh-huh.
But then the fact that there is no billboards along that whole stretch. So I'm assuming, you'll probably tell us, that's something that still maintains today.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm catching up.
All right. So adding further impetus to this project, the Mapleton American Legion and other community organizations began a tree planting program to extend the landscaping from that 9-mile corner to Mapleton. So now the idea is from Mankato all the way to Mapleton, they would have this tree-lined corridor.
Gotcha.
Along the state highway. The August 29th, 1948, Mankato Free Press reported on the progress of the $63,000 Victory Highway Bridge being constructed by the Highway Bridge Company of McGregor, Minnesota. A Mankato group, including the Free Press editor Franklin Rogers, does that name sound familiar?
I know that name.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Drove to the scene of the bridge to find a crew of men busily engaged in driving piles for the structure, which when complete will be 180 feet overall in 3 steel spans. Concrete posts and rails will guard the length of the structure on either side. A part of the Victory Highway project was a recreational area a short distance south of the Le Sueur River Bridge. There, 3.5 acres were cleared and landscaped by the State Highway Department, which also provided picnic tables and benches. Through contributions of interested residents of Blue Earth County, the Mankato Garden Club provided 3 stone fireplaces, toilet facilities, and wood boxes. In 1958, they placed in the picnic area a large plaque dedicating the Victory Highway to the men and women who served in World Wars I and II, and naming as sponsors the Mankato Garden Club and the Mapleton American Legion in cooperation with the Department of Highways. In the planning and development of Victory Highway, Harriet Barney played a major role. A native of Mankato, she later moved, a native of Mapleton, she later moved to Mankato, where she became active in civic affairs and helped to be the organizer, founder of the Mankato Garden Club. In 1954, the Minnesota State Horticultural Society awarded a bronze medal to Mrs. Barney for her vision and leadership in the Victory Highway Project. At the time of her death in 1962, the Blue Earth County Enterprise noted that Harriet Gilmore Barney never forgot her hometown of Mapleton. She dreamed of a beautiful highway from the county seat to her old home and almost single-handedly worked for the development of Victory Highway. Franklin Rogers, in his Between Us column of the Mankato Free Press, also recognized her accomplishments. Do you want to be Franklin Rogers?
Yeah, I'll be Franklin Rogers now.
Okay.
I'll use my newspaper voice. No more deserving campaign should be started at this time than one to honor the memory of Mrs. Paul Barney, who was principally responsible for Route 22 between Mapleton and Mankato being designated as Victory Highway. Mrs. Barney worked long hours, made numerous trips, and undoubtedly spent her own money to bring the project to reality.
Because the Korean War held up the completion of the highway, the planting of trees was not completed until 1952. Between 1948 to 1952, 1,170 trees were planted along both sides of Victory Highway from Mankato to about 9 miles south. The trees included American elms, Black Hills spruce, green ash, poplars, and conifers. In 1955, the Living Memorial was extended south of that 9 mile corner all the way to Mapleton with a planting of additional trees. A plaque containing the names of the area's 1,170 honored men and women in the United States Armed Forces was then hung on a wall in the Blue Earth County Courthouse.
Wow.
I'm proud to say that particular plaque is now at the Blue Earth County Historical Society.
That's really cool.
Over the next 40 years, some trees had to be replaced due to disease or damage. In the 1990s, Mapleton businesswoman Lorena Fraun set out to rejuvenate Victory Highway and extend the Veterans Memorial to include wars post-World War II. Over the next decade, she and others organized the community along with Maple River High School students to plant 400 new trees. In 2016, just recently, MnDOT announced reconstruction of the 15-mile Victory Highway all between Mankato and Mapleton. The road work was aimed at improving safety and traffic flow, making it smoother for Jeff when he's driving to Mapleton.
But appreciate it. Thanks.
But also meant 600 trees would need to be removed due to their proximity to the highway and poor health. This caused quite a stir at the time, just a few years ago.
I remember that being a big deal. And I remember wondering, it's just trees.
Right.
I knew there was trees and it was prior for design, but at the same time, it was just the trees. And then now hearing this whole story makes a lot more sense.
So, but hearing the whole story, we have to remember that the trees were planted in honor. None of the trees were tagged with a specific serviceman woman. So that became a lot of the confusion in 2016 was that they were going to take down John Smith's tree.
Right.
But none of the trees were designated to a
specific tree.
Right. And as we've heard, too, the farmers helped to plant more trees. And then we had the citizens of Mapleton that later came back in the 90s and planted more trees. So it was really difficult to say that that tree belonged to my uncle or whatever.
Right, right.
So that was a lot of the controversy in 2016. The road construction continued. It went through. MnDOT decided that even after there was a much discussion about this in the trees, road construction did go through and spanned from 2017 to 2018, wrapping up in 2019 with new plantings of over 600 trees, 100 evergreens, 150 shrubs, and 3,000 tall grasses and wildflowers. Also in 2019, new limestone memorials were installed at each end of Victory Highway, one memorial for each branch of the military. So there is a pillar for Army, Navy, Marine Corps, are Air Force and Coast Guard.
Right.
And both of those can be seen at the flanks of each end of Victory Highway.
Now, that's cool. I see, though, that whole remodel now is happening. I did not, like I said, did not know all of this, but that was so cool to see happen and how it's being built. And but now going backwards, because when we do this, it's my favorite thing, we talk about these things. I just assumed Highway 22 always rode that way, straight down to Mapleton. Why wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so now I want to go back and look for a map of Highway 22 pre-1944, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that's so cool to think about how that must have been curved its way through the countryside then, because now it literally is really straight.
Yeah, it's a straight drive. It's a straight drive, and but it would have just, you have to also think, Blue Earth County has a ton of rivers.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's also wherever the riverbanks are or wherever the valleys are.
The easiest way across.
The easiest way to get through that area.
Right. And so, like, thinking about, I mean, okay, so I love talking about this stuff too, and it's, to me, 1950 seems like, oh, that's not that long ago. That's 70 years ago already. I don't want to do this to us, but there was a meme online on Facebook the other day. It talked about how this week in history, in 1986, 20 years ago, or they did a show called, what's the show called? The Wonder Years.
Oh,
about
yes.
Life, 8 years or 20 years before that, which was 1960s. If we did the same thing today, it'd be about the year 2000. And that boggles my mind.
Yes.
And scares me.
Yeah.
And the reason I bring it up is just because, okay, so 1950s is a lot longer, farther away than I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I love talking to people. I'm like, oh, yeah, did you know 22 used to come straight through Mankato? It used to come right up to Madison, to the Madison East Mall, and then drive down into Riverfront Drive, then out towards St. Peter. And on Riverfront, like, that's so cool to think about.
Right.
And because now everybody's so used to 22 being straight shot through town over on the Far East.
Exactly.
And it's just interesting to hear about it. So then, now, Victory Drive is where Highway 22 used to be. So do you know, maybe you don't know, or maybe nobody knows, that Victory Drive was named after they pulled 22 off there? Let's just name that Victory Drive and like a continuation of the highway, you know?
It's very possible. It's the one thing I don't quite know. And I think it also, I think Victory Drive, Victory Highway, you get kind of confused, like, which one are you talking about?
Right.
Because they are close to each other and one flows into another, but they don't really. And so it is kind of complicated to figure out which one are we talking about. But the original intent was from Mankato.
Edge of town,
down to 9 miles down.
Is 9 miles Buford? What is
it? Around Buford. It's actually, okay, it's very close to where they put the roundabout in too, but down by Buford. And then they decided to, Mapleton's like, well, hey, what about the rest of it? And so then they built up. But also MnDOT they took that whole project, and it was kind of done in phases. That first phase was that first piece of Victory Highway. And the second phase in 2016 was that also that second piece back in the 40s and 50s.
Right.
So interesting kind of how that all worked out. But it was still quite a... So today, what I want to say is when you go drive this highway, I want you to pay attention to these new groupings of trees. So that's the thing that I want you to observe, because you'll still see that beautiful valley of the Le Sueur River.
Right.
And you'll still see all these beautiful, huge trees. But as you drive, pay attention to the groupings of new plantings that are all along this. So as they continue to grow up, we're still going to end up with this beautiful tree-lined section of state highway that is in honor of all the veterans that have served for Blue Earth County. I mean, we're very fortunate to have this living memorial. And so I hope that people will take the advantage of looking at that as they're traversing on Victory Highway.
It's very cool to think about, knowing more about the history now too.
Yeah.
And just in fact of, like, it was really a civic, it was people like us who are like, let's make this happen, just pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the government saying, yeah, let's put this together for you, the state highway together, and
right,
make it work.
And we'll take care of the trees.
Yeah, right.
You know, so it's a really cool project that's very unique to right here in Blue Earth County. And so we hope that you've enjoyed our program today as we explored the story behind Victory Highway, that lasting tribute to all generations of brave men and women from Blue Earth County who have served this country in the armed forces. On behalf of Jeff and myself, we thank you for your service. All of the information we share today comes from the archives of the Blue Earth County Historical Society. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, we hope you see the history that surrounds you.
You've been listening to Surrounded by History, a podcast from the Blue Earth County Historical Society, produced by Radio Mankato. For more information on this and other topics, visit BlueEarthCountyHistory.com or stop by the Blue Earth County History Center at 424 Warren Street in Mankato. Thanks for listening to Surrounded by History.